Peacemaker is designed to simulate aspects of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Players are challenged to promote peace through cooperation and multilateral negotiation. Israeli-born Asi Burak helped create the game.
What we wanted to do is that someone can just dive in a minute and deal with the real issues, which are the conflict, the way to approach it, how to take leadership.
Peacemaker's official premiere was held earlier this month at the World Affairs Council of America conference in Washington, D.C. The game is now available to consumers in Hebrew, Arabic, and English as a download from the Internet for about $20. Burak's partner, designer and businessman Eric Brown, is confident it will attract customers.
It's no different than any other strategy game in terms of engagement. There's a lot of games that are similar to what we've created.
What is different from many of the most popular video games on the market is that Peacemaker does not rely on violent action sequences to attract players. Its developers are just part of a growing number of people who believe the video gaming market is ripe for new and innovative content.
Why would it need to actually have that killing people 1,000 times in 30 seconds to be engaging? And that I think that people are engaged because they're challenged, and as long as we can do that, that we should be able to be the same as any other business.
Today, a growing number of organizations and software developers have come to believe that video games can be put to socially useful applications in promoting health awareness, critical thinking, and problem-solving skills. Called by many the Serious Games Initiative, Burak believes this trend is showing signs of blossoming into a serious social movement.
The Serious Games Initiatives and the Games for Change is a growing trend due to the fact that many people feel that video games become the dominant media form of this century.
The idea that video games might be uniquely suited to helping train peacemakers is an idea that has been endorsed by both educators and professional diplomats, including former U.S. Mideast envoy Dennis Ross.
In these kinds of games, you're looking for everyone gaining. If the game is something that promotes a zero-sum mentality, then it works against conflict resolution. If it promotes the imagery that you gain by cooperating, you gain by adjusting, you gain by giving up mythologies, then it's responding to what any negotiation requires.
The game's designers point out that many workers entering today's workforce grew up playing video games, and that it is a natural way to learn new skills. And if those skills can help contribute to solving some of society's most nagging problems, all the better. Bill Rogers, VOA News.